CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and I'm located in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via EchoLink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-Meter. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly, give your call using standard phonetics, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right shoe portion. I'd like to start with our early check-ins. I'd like to welcome W4FCM, that's Fred, and he brings along his wife Isla in 4IEI. They're both traveler's rest. And my good buddy Don down the road, W4DF, right here in Inman. And KI4LZI, Andy, up there on Table Rock in Pickens County. And KC4W, that's Bill, over in Anderson. I want to thank you all for stopping by if you're still listening and using the early check-in. We've got a couple of EchoLink stations up, so we'll go start with EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in KJ4HKC. That's Kilo Juliet 4. Hotel Kilo Charlie. John. I'm in Belton. And I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Hi, Net Control, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, and Towser. Be negative and negative, just listening.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control. I'd like to welcome John, KJ4HKC, over there in Belton. And Jim, KW4TS, over in Pelzer. I want to thank you both for stopping by. I hope you're having a good evening. We'll now begin the alphabetical portion of the roll call, and this being Friday night, we'll begin with the Uniform Through Zulu group. The suffix of your call sign falls in one of those letters. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-Meter. We'll pick up Uniform Through Zulu on the next go-round. We're going to slide on down now the alphabet to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. The suffix of your call sign falls in one of those letters. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. John, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right up there. 73s.
Net Control. You check in Kilo Oscar 4. Jim and Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
RJN. November 4. Delta India Zulu. Joel and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, John and the net. I don't have any traffic, but I'll be here for a comment.
For RJN, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for doing the net, Jen.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue 2-Meter Net. I had one might have got stepped on in the middle of there. So if you don't hear your call sign or if I don't give it to you correctly, please come back to me. But let's start with Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they're all in Piedmont. And I got KO4AOW, that's David, right here in beautiful downtown Inman. And then I've got KO4BOM, that's David, in Crestwood, Kentucky. That's probably the one I screwed up, so if I got that wrong, please call back. And Joel, N4DIZ, over in Traveler's Rest. Joel, I got you down for comments. We'll be back to you here in a little bit. And KB2BYQ, that's David over in Easley. So, that one call sign that I'm pretty sure we messed up there, if you could recheck with me, I would appreciate it. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 or Net. Got an Alpha Link, Echo Link, Echo Link station up, and just got a text from him, so I'd like to welcome KJ4HYC, and that is Shane. And text me, Shane, where are you at right now? This is KM4RJ and Net Control for Blue Ridge Red. And Shane is in 6 Mile. Thanks for stopping by. And I know I've got one screwed up call sign in there. I have KO4BOM, and I do not believe that's correct. If you didn't hear me call your call sign, please come back and recheck. This is KN4RJN or Net Control. All right, I'm going to put tag next to that one, and we'll come back to him. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KM4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, everyone on the net tonight. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC. Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, Lana, and we'll stick around, John.
Control. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima, KO4HEL. This is Ed in River Falls. And I'll be negative and negative.
If you would, check in. Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel in Hendersonville. And I'll just be in and out short time. Appreciate you calling the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. Like welcome one, N4HHC, over there in Taylor's. And my good buddy Harry, KC4EZN, up here in Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, I got you down for some rags here later. And we'll get back to you here in just a little bit. And KO4HEL, that's Ed, over in Falls Creek. I think is what you said, Ed. If I'm wrong, please let me know. And Gabriel, KN4TZW. I haven't got my glasses on, folks. I'm looking at a big screen, but the print's still a little bit too small. Well, thank you all for stopping by. Hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check in. WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, John. Everybody on the net. And John, just take me in and out tonight, please.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like, welcome, Dan. WB4FEE over in Simpsonville. I want to thank you for stopping by. Hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations echo through hotel before we slide on down the alphabet, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute Net. Slide on down the alphabet now to the India through Lima group. India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. 73 for each one of you.
4, RJN. Good evening, John. This is such a treat. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Hope there's a tidbit for us tonight, John. I do enjoy those. And I hope everybody else has a good night. 7-3.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome James up there on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. And Larry, KK4JBQ. Larry, as soon as I hear your voice, a smile comes to my face. I thought, there he is. And he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. And you know you've got a good tidbit coming this evening, Larry. So don't go away. I'll be back. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
For RJN. And Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo. That's K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, John. I will stay around and listen to your comment this evening. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Larry, K4LWE, over in Piedmont. And I probably should have said that at the beginning, that, there's going to be a tidbit tonight. There always is on Friday night. Unless I'm, just completely out of it. But I'm not completely out of it this evening, so don't worry, I'll have one. Stand by. Any other stations, India through Lima, before we slide on down the alphabet, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Going to slide on down the alphabet to the Mike Through Papa group. Mike Through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. KN Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also check in Wendy, KN4HTP. That's Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. Both here in Simpsonville. It will be negative and negative, but listening for a little bit. 7-3, thanks for calling that, John.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2, Peternet. I'd like to welcome Mark, one of our other net controllers, W2MJB, and he brings along his wife, Wendy, KN4HT, also one of our net controllers. And Mark, I'm not smelling any chocolate coming over the radio, so I'm assuming Wendy didn't make anything this evening, but you tell her we said hi. And thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Slide on down the alphabet to the patient group now, the Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm home and more, no traffic, no comments tonight.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Rusty, WU2T, over there. Excuse me. I mowed the grass and smoked today, folks, and it was dry, and the leaves were horrible, and my throat is full of dust. But thanks for stopping by, Rusty. Hope you're having a good night. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Looks like you own the Quebec through Tango group there, Rusty, but maybe we'll pick him up on the second shift. That's once around the alphabet, folks, so we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you have a letter in your call sign, and you know you do, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Net, last calling station. You were way down in the noise. Can you move around, find your spot, and try again, sir? This is KN4RJN. You're still way down in the noise, sir. Can you try one more time? If you're on a handheld, move around a little bit more, or if you're if you can boost your power, try that one more time. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Net. Well, maybe we can pick him up here in just a little while. I'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH, over there in Malden. Thank you for stopping by, Pat. One more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Net, way down in the noise, sir. Can anyone relay that station?
Relay. Kilo Golf Alpha Tango.
I copy. Kilo Golf Alpha Tango. Was there no number in that call sign?
Didn't catch that. I caught him on reverse. Let me see if he'll come back and see if I can hear him on reverse.
Sir, we'll stand by.
OSH, it's Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango.
Thanks, sir. I'd like to welcome Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango. That's Michael over in Simpsonville. Michael, I couldn't get a thing on this end, but thank you, Patrick, for relaying that station in. Appreciate it. We got you in the log. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. I'd like to welcome Tommy, K4XB. Tommy, you've been hanging around Gary too much. He pulls out on me from time to time. But thanks for stopping by. I hope you're having a good evening. Last call, Alpha 2 Zulu, Zulu 2 Alpha, before we shut down the formal portion and go into the rag chute. Any other stations, Alpha 2 Zulu, Zulu 2 Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. That ends the formal portion, and we'll do the rag chute portion here in just a moment as soon as I bring you the Friday Night Tidbit. And the Friday Night Tidbit will come to you here in about 10 seconds as soon as I glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. Scientists spot a comet in the making. Mythical half-human, half-horse creatures, centaurs in the solar system, are hybrids between asteroids and comets. Now astronomers have caught one morphing from one type to the other, possibly offering an unprecedented chance to watch a comet form in real time. We have an opportunity here to see the birth of a comet as it starts to become active, says planetary scientist Kat Volk of the University of Arizona in Tucson. Excuse me. The object called P2019LD2 was discovered in May by the Atlas Telescope in Hawaii. The orbit suggests that it's a centaur, a class of rocky and icy objects with unstable orbits. Because of that mixed composition and potential to move around the solar system, astronomers have long suspected that centaurs are a missing link between small icy bodies in the Kuiper Belt beyond Neptune and comets that regularly visit the inner solar system. Break. These short-period comets, which are thought to originate from icy objects in the Kuiper Belt, orbit the Sun once every few decades or so and repeatedly light up Earth's skies over human lifespans. Comets that visit the inner solar system only once every few thousand years, like Hale-Bopp, probably originated even further out in the Oort cloud. All previously found short-period comets were spotted only after they had become comets, but LD2 came in from the Kuiper Belt recently and would become a comet in as little as 43 years, Vulcan colleagues report in the August 10th. It report August 10th at arxiv.org. In 2019, Vulcan colleagues showed that there is a region of space just beyond Jupiter that they call the Gateway. Break. In this area, small planetary objects hang out while warming up and transitioning from outer solar system ice balls to inner solar system comets with their long tails. After hearing about LD2, the team simulated thousands of possible trajectories to see where LDT had been and where it was going. LD2 probably flew near Jupiter around 1850 and entered its current orbit past Jupiter after a close encounter with the planet in 2017. LD2 will move in towards the Sun in 2063, where heat from the Sun will probably sublimate LD2's volatile elements, creating the bright cometary tail, the researchers say. Break. That LD2 will be a newcomer to the inner solar system suggests it made its relatively pristine material that has been in the back of the solar system's freezer for billions of years. So studying LD2 may reveal what our solar system's first planets were made of. But studying just one transition object is not enough to open a solar system time capsule, says Henry Heisch, a Honolulu-based astronomer with the Planetary Science Institute. What we really need is to study many of these, he says, and figure out whether this object is an outlier or whether we see a consistent picture. Future sky surveys, like the ones planned for using the future Vera C. Rubin Observatory, should discover more balls of ice shifting into comets. This is KN4RJN. I'm going to take a drink for just a second, and then we'll go to the rag tube. To the rag chew, and we're going to start with Joel, N4DIZ. Joel, what's going on in your world there, buddy?
RJN, N4DIZ. Hello, John and Annette. Not much. I got a man coming this week who's going to start working on my back porch. It needs a lot of work done to it. I've kind of neglected it, but I do like to sit on it, and I need to get it fixed. So he's going to do that for me, and then hopefully everything will be all right. How's everything in Inman doing?
It's another day in paradise here in Inman, Joel. I did finally get the grass mowed, which took more effort than what it needed to because I had battery problems on the lawnmower. I had to switch the batteries, the good battery, back into the good lawnmower, and then I had to go get gas for it. So that took longer than I expected. But, Lord, it was dry out there. Grass was like straw. And then when I hit the back 40 there and ran into the leaves, that chopped them up and made dust like you wouldn't believe. I thought somebody was going to call EPA on me. But we did get it mowed, and hopefully I won't have to mow it too many more times before the weather turns cold enough and it stops growing. So good luck with your porch. Any other news on your antenna there, Joel?
No. I'm kind of at a standstill on that. I've got my three dipoles up, and of course, later I want to get the 10-meter vertical, and so as soon as I get it, that will do it for my antennas. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Joe, you're sounding good on 2 meters, so those are working. And good luck with your porch. What else going on? Anything?
Not anything going on. Just the weather. And what's that? John, I'll say my 73s to everyone on net and talk to you next week in 4DIZ.
This is KN4RJN. Well, Joel, it's always good to hear from you. And you tell the missus we said hi and you have a good evening. Let's take a break here and see if there's any other check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Zulu for Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN, good evening. This is Sam out of Flattown. A little late. Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot. Have a good night. Thank you for calling the net for us.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 and Net. Sam, better late than never. Thanks for stopping by. KG4LPF over there in Slapdown. Sam, you have a good night. Always good to hear from you. Let's slide on up here to my good buddy Harry. KC4EZN. Harry, what's happening up in Candler?
KN4RJN, KC4EZN. Not a whole lot. Been kind of staying close to the house. Haven't done the normal go to the doctor and leave blood samples and things like that. But nothing real exciting. I got up the other morning about 4 o'clock and decided that while I was up and wide awake and vertical, I went outside and checked on the meteors, which I got your frog trying to crawl down my throat, I think, tonight. Didn't see any meteors, but the sky was so clear, I could see Orion's sword and a little bit of his dog over there on the left side of him looking south. I don't know where the meteors were. They may have been north, and I can't see anything north because the woods behind my house. But anyway, that was kind of fun, and I thought, well, while you're awake, turn on the radio, and I had been looking for Alaska and Hawaii on 160 meters for worked all states on that band, and actually on 160 at about 4:30, there was a guy, and on the PSK reporter software, he actually heard me, but never came back to me. I only heard him once, and I thought, there's a bunch of idiots out there at 4:30 in the morning, because I worked a guy in New York on 160. So I wasn't the only crazy person up at that late at night. The guy out in Hawaii, I figure it's maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock or something like that in Hawaii. That wasn't unusual for him to be up that time of day, but for me it was. And then I saw something somewhat, I'm going to say unusual in the newspaper this morning. In the comic section, there's a comic section called, I think it's A Rose is a Rose, and you have this young couple that she has an alter ego. She's this cute, sweet young thing until you hit some of her buttons, and then she turns into a biker babe. And the thing that turned her on this morning was a jalapeno and apple pie that her mother had made. And with that, I'm going to turn it back to you, John. If a jalapeno and apple pie doesn't get you, I don't know what will. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
This is KN4RJN. I'll be back to you on that one in just a minute. But I've got an Echolink station up waiting to hop in here, so Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
N4RJN. This is Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. Finally back at my home QTH. I think I'm going to sit on the stump and chew rag for a while tonight. So just mark me down, and I will talk to you later. I'm sending threes to you and all on the net. Appreciate you calling the net.
It is KN4RJN. Well, Steve, I'm glad you're finally home. I'd like to welcome K4ZZX. I know after a long road trip, all I want to do is sit on the back porch, drink a beer, and not move.
and I'm getting ready to make a long road trip here shortly. But in any event, jalapeno and apple, that's, I have no words, Harry.
Well, I wasn't sure about that when I read it either. I think brown sugar and cinnamon and raisins and some things like that go real well with apples. Maybe a little bit of peppermint sprinkled over the top can liven things up. But the jalapeno pepper, I'd have to have somebody else offer me one of those with some kind of promise that the jalapeno pepper was not terribly on the hot side. I don't mind a little bit of heat in my food, but I don't like it to be so hot that it hurts when I swallow. So that was a new one on me. I'm not gonna run out and buy some apples and a jalapeno pepper and try that. I'll take somebody else's word on that. KFORJ and KC4EZN.
Roger that, Harry. JN4RJN. My son-in-law brews his own beer, and they used to have festivals up in Greensboro where all the different breweries would come in and you could sample their beers, and the local club would come in and bring their stuff. And one guy one year made a jalapeno beer. And they've got these little 2-ounce testing glasses that you can, you know, just sample the beer. And I put about maybe 2 centimeters worth of that in the bottom of that, because I wasn't sure about that. Smelled it and said, I don't know about this, and took a sip, and oh my God, that was the worst experience of my life, I think, tasting that. It burned all the way down to my toes, and I said, nope, you ain't going to sell much of that. But in any event, yeah, I'm not a big jalapeno fan either, and mixing that in an apple pie or beer or anything where it shouldn't belong, which is, you know, nothing that I intend to put in my mouth, is just wrong. But in any event, anyway, what else you got, Harry? Anything?
Not a whole lot. Like I say, I've been chasing 160 meters. I need Hawaii and Alaska. And finally, hadn't really thought about it a whole lot. And in my merit badge class, I had a young lady from Hawaii. And we got to talking about what time it was. And the class I was teaching goes from 4 to 5, and I think she said it was like 10 o'clock or something like that in Hawaii in the morning. I had another scout on the West Coast, and then another scout that was in Morehead City. So I had from about as far east to as far west in the United States as you can get, and then last week the people in the office that coordinate all this stuff told us that we had a scout from the Transatlantic Council taking one of our classes, and the Transatlantic Council is basically the scout troops that are affiliated with the groups on the European military bases. So, and I figured that poor guy was about 8, 9 o'clock at night, something like that. I don't know how the time changes over there. I just know that at 4 o'clock here, it's 8 o'clock in England, and then you start going further east and add another hour or two. So, that was kind of interesting, but it made me think about, I'm sitting here at midnight looking for Hawaii, and it's not even the Great Line hasn't even gotten there yet. Right now I'm looking at my screen and it's just off the coast of California a little bit, so basically those folks are not even home from work to get on the radio when I go to bed. So I thought if Mother Nature woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I was awake enough to be aware, I'd go give it a try. So I keep working on that, and we'll sneak up on it. One of my ham friends up here said it took him 30 years to get worked off stakes on 160 meters, and I don't know if I can wait that long, but we'll see. We'll turn it back to you, John, if there's a second shift coming. Maybe they're watching the reruns of the debate last night, trying to get another nap in. I don't know. Anyway, KN4RJN, KC4EZN, everybody have a good night.
This is KN4RJN, that's Joel Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Thanks for chatting with us, Joel. Appreciate that. Good luck on hitting Hawaii. The time zone difference is, you got to kind of watch that. But anyway, let's see if second shift showed up. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. Out. Kilo November 4, Golf Zulu Tango. Name is Jim, and location is Simpsonville. 73s, thanks for the net.
In Williamston, no traffic, no comments. Sorry for the late check-in.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute, last calling station. You got cut off there. I got Williamston. Please come back, sir.
KD2RKN, Jason in Williamston. No traffic, no comments, and sorry for the late check-in.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Like to welcome KN4GZT, that's James over in Greenville, and Jason, KD2RKN, over in Williamston. Late's not a problem, Jim. We try to hang around here for as long as possible. I got a buddy up in Hendersonville calls the net, and sometimes it runs long, and I'm usually waiting for him. That's Sid. I'm kind of hanging around waiting for see if he's going to make it in. But thanks for stopping by. I hope you're having a good night. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
H-A-N. Since you're taking late check-ins, please check in November 1, Delta Mike Bravo, David in Simpsonville. Obviously, I'm negative and negative, but 73 is all.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome N1DMB. Did I get that correct, sir?
Sure.
I'd like to welcome David, N1DMB, over in Simpsonville. Late's not a problem. We hang around here for until everybody gets tired, I guess. Or I lose my voice, which might happen sooner than I expect. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody's got a comment about tonight's tidbit, you got a weird animal story, alien abduction, or just want to chat, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute, KK4JBQ. Larry, are you still in there?
John, I'm here, KK4JBQ.
All right, here, you check in every night, but I never get to talk to you. What's going on in your world? And how's Miss Donna?
Well, let's start at the top of my list. Donna is fine. She is right now working one of her hobbies called Zentangle. She never thought she had any craftsy tendencies or leanings, but she really does well with this stuff. It's beautiful. It's kind of doodle art, but it's called Zentangle.
Did you tell me about that once before? That sounds familiar. Somebody was talking about that. Was that you?
John, but I guess if it was, we both forgot.
Well, you know what they say. The mind is the second thing to go. I forget what the first is.
Do say that, darn them. Well, and then second on my list, I am here in front of the computer. I'm reading about an Elecraft KX2. Nice little radio, one of those QRP-type radios. But it's USA-made, and it looks rather nice to me. And I have my kitty cat on my lap. I actually have, you might say, four kitty cats. One is an outdoor gentleman who wears a tuxedo all the time. I love that cat. He is one of, he is the only survivor of three litters that his mama brought into the world, as far as I know. And they're all gone, except him. And he comes in and he minds himself He's just a splendid cat. He takes petting. He minds me. He comes to me. He walks around the house with me. I can't believe this cat. And then we have two of his offspring. He and a all-black kitty made some really pretty babies. And then there's Gracie here. She's on my lap. She is a yellow tabby. KK4JBQ.
This is KN4RJN. Larry, you be sure and stick around next Friday. Well, wait a minute. No, never mind. It won't be next Friday. It'll be the Friday after that. I've got a tidbit about cat drugs that could combat the COVID-19 article. It's a little bit longer article than what I usually use, but I was debating between that one and the one I read. But this is, what, Friday. Next Friday, I will not be here. I have a buddy out in Texas that I've got to go help. And so I'll be out that direction. But I will be back the following Friday, and I will be sure and do that one for you. The drugs they use for cats that could possibly combat the COVID-19 virus. So, that'll give you something to look forward to, Larry.
Well, certainly. I hope your friend out there is not, in really dire straits or anything. And enjoy your trip. Enjoy your visit. Well, anyway, I am just tickled every Friday night. I just have to say I am really enjoying your net. It feels kind of homey. You make us all feel welcome. And, welcome to stay around. Welcome to listen. You do a right good job there, John. And it's a pleasure to talk with you. Hope everything goes well and you have a good weekend coming up. I'll be clear then with you. KK4JBQ 73.
This is KN4RJN. Well, thank you, Larry. Appreciate that. You be sure and pass on our good wishes to Donna and tell her keep plugging away at it. You never know how artistic you are until you try. And I'm not sure how much longer I can hold this thing open. Have I missed anybody for comments or check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody's got a comment, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sid and Fletcher just got through with the 6-meter net. And Larry, thank you for helping hold that thing open because I've missed it the last 2 or 3 weeks because I just couldn't get here fast enough. But John, if you would, I'm not going to try to say anything. I just finished talking for 45 minutes. But thank you for calling the net. Thank you for waiting. And this is W4IWE Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And wishing everybody a great evening. No traffic, no comments.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. That makes it official, folks. Sid made it down. All righty. W4IOE. Thanks, Sid. Sid, you want to put in a plug for your Sunday night net?
146-640 on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. That's also the Blue Ridge net. That's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club net. And all are invited, and we sure appreciate the folks that do come up and check in with us. And there's a tone of 91.5 on that repeater. Good evening to you, John, and tell the missus that we said hello. W4IOE.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Want to invite you all to hop on up to Sid's net. That's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. And he runs his Sunday night net, and it's a good net he's got going on up there. Please swing by just a couple clicks over from where we're at right now and check in with Sid on Sunday nights. Thanks, Sid. You have a good night. You say hi to the missus for us. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Just walking by the shack, just got home, figured I would go ahead and check in. Sounds like you got a good net going. Sounds like Larry and Sid and a couple other folks I just caught the tail end of there. But definitely good to hear you tonight, John. Appreciate you calling the net. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name's Mike. The location is Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, John. 73, do you have anyone on that?
This is KN4RJN, next door, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Mike, AK4HR, another one of our net controllers. Thanks for stopping by, Mike. Glad we could still be around for you. And you have a good evening. Last call, and then I put in my net report. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or net control.
KN4RJN. I did say I was wanting to get up on the stump with a little rag chew, but if you want to close it out, go ahead. K4ZZX.
This is KM4RJN, that's your Blue Ridge 2 Internet. That's okay, Steve. Talk to me. What's going on in your world there, buddy? Somehow I missed making a mark next to your name. I apologize for that. But go ahead and tell me what's going on in your world.
K4RJN, K4ZZX. Like I said, I was just getting back to the home QTH here, over here in Greenville County. And I'm going to have to say, it's good to be back home. And I don't know if you noticed it, but I hadn't been checking in much, and I had to text Wednesday night KI4DOS Gary to check me in. I used to be in the energy sector some time ago, doing automation and such. When computers were young, I spoke a language called COBOL, Pascal, BASIC, and a couple others. And people that speak that language are getting farther. It happened that there was an issue with a still-to-remain nameless energy company based on a 63-page non-disclosure and the size of the check in my pocket. Needed some assistance, and I came in and loaded up at Port St. Joe, Florida, went out, and it took me a good bit of time to get things done. I don't get around much. I am in a wheelchair, but those folks were just as nice as they could be, according, you know, to for me and everything. Made special arrangements for me, and I do appreciate it. But it took me a little while to get some things squared away. They were upgrading to some new stuff, I guess new for them. Looked like it's 10 years old, but at least that'd be new to them. You have to understand how energy companies that are out there in the Gulf work. So that's about it my way. Just glad to be home, and had a good time down there, I will say that. But it's always good to have a good time and get paid at the same time. Back to you, John.
This is KN4RJ and Roger that, Steve. If you can enjoy what you're doing and get paid for it, then, you know, you've got life by the horns, as it were. But glad you made it back home safe. Yeah, I used to program in Fortran on punch cards. That's how old I am, so... And that was always fun. Put 100 punch cards in the batch processor and get your printout back and find out you made a typo in card 3. You know, and it's that was a long, hard way of doing it. It was almost like, you know, using a hammer and chisel on a piece of stone.
Yeah, so you know what I was going through, trying to convert some of the stuff that I had programmed out there to ladder logic and machine language and everything else, and then having to go from that to a completely different format, it was a hair-raising experience, to say the least.
Roger that. I can understand. Well, again, Steve, I'm glad you made it back home. Glad you had a good trip, and glad everything worked out for you, and enjoy that check in your pocket, and and you have a good evening. Anything else, Steve?
John, that's about it. I know you've just got in before, and You've been doing all these things, been running on adrenaline for, you know, the last 72 hours, basically. And I just needed to talk a few minutes to get myself settled down so I can kick back and see what happened on the news for the last 3 or 4 days. Maybe something happened that was worth watching. Don't know. But we'll see. All right, John. K4ZZX, clear.
Hey, Steve. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Marinette. Stand by for my net report. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Marinette. Now returning the repeater to normal amateur radio operations. Y'all take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Good night.
Thank you, John. KK4JBQ. Clear.
Larry, you have a good evening.